Hello, hello. I hope that you are feeling great and energized this morning. And if you're not, that's okay too. That's okay. Today I want to talk to you about energy, about your energy, and about reading your own energy. Because when we can be aware and check in with our state of being moment to moment, we are sitting in the driver's seat, and we can then make small changes as needed to be in our best state for the moment at hand. Let me explain. Well, first, before I explain all that, I just want to give you my own little story of today. I woke up, I felt good, went for a walk, and then bam, like this wave of agitation came over me. And I could feel it. I felt it in my bones. And I read it. I said, I'm agitated. My husband said, you're on edge. I said, I know. I don't know why. And I'm just going to sit with it. And so I sat with it for a bit and thought about, was there anything in particular on the outside that was agitating me? And it wasn't anything that obvious. I mean, besides just 2020, right? And November after the election, we don't have a president yet at the recording of this. But yes, I mean, there's that collective agitation. Is it inside, I thought? Is it something that I ate or didn't eat? Did I drink enough water? Did I sleep well enough? And so instead of blaming anyone or blaming myself, I just recognize that there could be a slew of reasons why my system, and it's not just the mind, we blame our mind way too often when a lot of the times it's our physiology that is just off. So when we start to read our energy, it doesn't mean you're going to come up with an obvious reason why you may be agitated or low or feeling blue or feeling hyper or whatever you're feeling and whatever word you put to your energy level. What I'm saying is becoming aware is the first step, and it puts you in charge. Sometimes not knowing is okay as well, but just being aware. So I was agitated this morning and I couldn't get any work done. I mean, everything I tried to do, my mind wouldn't focus because my heart rate was high and my breath was shallow and I felt clenched in my throat and I just felt like I wasn't able to or didn't want to lean into anything. Then I got on a phone call with a good friend and I told him, I said, you know, I'm agitated today. And he said, well, let's talk about it. And as we were talking, and as I started to describe to him some of the ways that my body was feeling, I started to relax. By the time I got off the half-hour phone call, I was done. I was onto feeling steady and balanced. So energy and reading our energy and becoming aware of our energy, it's the first step in being empowered and in trusting your capacity to live in your best state more often, to move through unhelpful states more quickly, more gracefully. I can't tell you what to do. I can offer you some really good tools that can help you shift your state. It may not work all the time. Sometimes our states are, there's subtle reasons that are unconscious, subconscious. But here goes. These are my mini wins. These are quick state shifters that can help you at least do your preliminary homework as to why you may be feeling the way you're feeling. So the easiest one is just to get up and move. Just change what you're doing. Move around, swing your arms around, get out for a walk. Sometimes I take a shower. Right? Showering can change my state. So if all else fails, I jump in the shower if I can. Next thing is you might just need some stillness and silence. Like you just might need to turn everything off and to go sit in a chair somewhere. Close your eyes for 5 minutes. That works for me sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. Rhythm. I love this mini win. Rhythm. Think about what we do with our kitties, with our little babies. We rock them. Sometimes we may just need a good tune on our phone. We may need to jump up and down. I have a trampoline, little mini tramp. I jump up and down sometimes. We may need something soothing that's rhythmic, like a walk, folding the laundry, chopping carrots, making soup. You know, anything rhythmic like that will soothe us. And then there's also just eating, you know? Sometimes our neurochemistry is off and we need to eat something healthy because these food is medicine. Food is medicine for our mental health as well. So by eating something that's rich in fiber or that is clean and smooth for our system, it can change our mood. It could give us just enough energy or just enough of a boost to move on. Water, of course, when we get dehydrated, our bodies start to shut down. Even just 1% dehydration can really create a whole disaster mentally for us as far as our mental focus. So read your energy moment to moment and read it like you would read a thermometer. You know, not with a lot of emotional attachment. Don't get angry with yourself if you're feeling off. Just be kind and, like a scientist, start to look for clues as to why you may not feel positive, why you may not have focus. There, there, sweetheart. You know, give yourself that loving kindness. Allow yourself that gift. And then start to make some small changes. And this is how we shift our state moment to moment from busy states to our best states. I hope that was helpful. Just wanted to give you that little nugget because I dealt with it myself this morning. And let me know how it works out for you. I can't wait to engage. Take care.